My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, you said that in a way that's not serious enough for it to be the breaking news.
It is. It's the breaking news we've been waiting for from Adam Schefter, and
it's been confirmed. Wait a minute.
From everywhere. Go ahead. You see it?
Whoa.
You do it.
Whoa. The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk have reached an agreement on a 4-year contract extension that will tie Ayuk and the Niners together for the next 5 seasons. There will be no trade. Brandon Ayuk is done. We will not do the NFL whirl around.
Thank God.
We will not talk about Steph Curry's contract.
Everybody, deep breath.
We have a little more details from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Ayuk is getting a front-loaded 4-year deal worth $120 million. So $30 million per year, but it is front-loaded. And we don't yet know exactly the guarantees.
Okay. Okay, so Jonathan, hang right where you are, but I want to now reiterate to everybody, 888-957-9570. Let's react to this. The drama is over, and I have so many reactions right out of the gate. And the first one, and I bet all of you, no matter if you are for BA staying or against BA staying, we can all agree on one thing, and it's, Lucas, what you just said. Thank God this is over. I am relieved. Not because he's staying. I'm relieved that this story is over. Can I share a stupid little thing? And then we're going to get to this, okay? Obviously, the next 2 hours and 15 minutes are solely about you. We're going to clear the decks. Nobody's coming on. This is just your reaction. The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk have reached a new 4-year agreement. He will be in practice tomorrow. He will be, in theory, ready to go week one. Niners have their WR1. Before we react to any of it, I got to share this. So our boss, Matt Nahagian, I overheard him say this just yesterday. I overheard this. He's been working in radio for decades, okay? For decades. He literally said, he has worked in Philadelphia, he has worked in Chicago, he's worked at national networks, he's worked in San Francisco. Never in his career has one story annoyed him more than this one. And now it's over. So I am relieved. I stand by my statement yesterday. Buyer beware. And I am at least thankful that it's front loaded, because I will not change from my stance that Brandon and his agent have been unfair in this negotiation at all. However, I'm glad that it finally has reached its end. And I hope that the 49ers, I don't know this yet with details of the deal, I hope that the 49ers did not just sign up for one last year of Debo. That is my hope. But I certainly submit that on September 9th, 49ers are a better team right now than they were 7 minutes ago.
Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. So again, 4-year, $120 million deal. As you said, it's front-loaded. Garofalo is reporting $76 million in guarantees. But I would imagine that's the full guarantee, where if he's healthy throughout the length of the contract, right, not what's guaranteed at signing.
Not at signing. That's a good, listen. It's a pretty good deal for Brandon Ayuk after all of this. You do have to give them their credit. You have to give them their credit for the way that they played this in the end, which is to say, hey, if he was truly only being offered 26 back in May, well, he just got 76 guaranteed. He got 30 total. Grandy, will you compare that to Amon-Ra St. Brown? Like, is Brandon Ayuk essentially, and we can compare it, I guess, to Tyreek Hill too, is Brandon Ayuk effectively the third receiver in football now, behind Justin and CD?
Based on average per year, Justin Jefferson, $35 million right, AAV. CD Lamb, 34.
Tyreek's at 30.
AJ Brown, 32.
AJ Brown,
Tyreek,
sure.
Hill, 30.
And Brandon, 30. And Amon-Ra, 30.
Amon-Ra, this might not be updated with Amon-Ra.
But did Brandon get more guarantees than Amon-Ra?
I will find that in terms of fully guarantees. We know Justin Jefferson, that's fully total guaranteed. Obviously, is $110 million. CeeDee Lamb is $100 million. AJ Brown, $84 million. DJ Moore, $82 million. And then Brandon Ayuk slots in at $76 million. So for total guarantee, he's up there above a lot of these other guys as well. But let me find the details of the Amon-Ra.
Okay, listen, this is what I would say to everybody, and then Jonathan will go back to you. 888-957-9570, what is your first reaction to the news? Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers are in agreement on a new 4-year contract. That starts after this upcoming year. By the way, it does create extra cap space for this current year. So is this a precursor to getting Trent Williams done? That's actually one of the questions that first and foremost in my mind. But Brandon Ayuk is done, will report, will stay. He's staying a San Francisco 49er.
Really quick before you go to the phones. So Amon-Ra signed a 4-year, $120 million, $120 same, plus $10,000. So $10,000 more over the course of 4 years for Amon-Ra.
So, okay.
The guarantee was $77 million, Ayuk $76 million.
Okay.
So just a tick under Amon-Ra in both categories.
They pushed it right up against Amon-Ra's. Okay. All right. Jonathan, go ahead. Sorry for the delay. I bet you realized that it was worth it, and I'm betting that the point you were going to make when you called might be different now.
Actually, if you talk to whoever runs the calls, I'm sorry I didn't know your name, but he asked my point in the call, and I said to change the record one way or another on this Brandon Ayuk business. And it's funny because you ask and you shall receive, and just again, thank you, baby Jesus, we finally reached somewhere. And I was going to get to it. There's a couple of things. I'm excited, but at the same time, like you said, I'm starting to have worries about what we're going to do with Debo and Trent. And not to mention, too, there's, like you said, he was talked about on all platforms and all radio shows. And even in the morning before you guys are on across the East Coast, they're talking about the Ayuk deal. And it wasn't necessarily that, you know, Brandon's this great player, pay him. A lot of the league kind of said, we understand where the Niners are coming from. So I started looking at things, and I'm not going to talk bad on Brandon. I think he's a wonderful and an outstanding athlete. Clearly, he proves it in these games. But there is inconsistencies, and there are some stats that, you know, kind of make us see. But we'll see. I'm too excited for this. We're going to stay positive. The only thing that does worry me, and like you guys noticed last season, Bosa held out, and Bosa's the best at his position, I think. And he had some trouble getting back into the rhythm of things. Do you guys think we might have some of this with Brandon since he wasn't at practice?
Yeah, Jonathan, this is a very fair question and a fair point. Thank you for calling. Again, Brandon Ayuk has signed 4-year extension. He's staying in the Bay with the 49ers, 888-957-9570. I've always struggled with the Bosa thing from last year. I know he's admitted that that was part of it, but I'm also mindful that Bosa throughout the year expressed frustration and confusion with the defensive system under Steve Wilks. I know that that's a trigger point for a lot of people. Some people don't like that, but whatever. That's what Nick felt and thought. So if you look at analytics, Nick Bosa was very productive last year, but he did not get the sack numbers that people were really hoping to see. Do you want to blame it on camp? Do you want to blame it on the system? Do you want to blame it on some other circumstance? It's probably a mixture of all things, but I don't think that I actually saw Nick Bosa as some much lesser player because he didn't have August. I didn't personally see that. He still had a very good hit rate as far as going one-on-one against an offensive lineman. So now take that to Brandon Ayuk. Are we going to see some much lesser version of him? My guess would be with the wide receiver core that the 49ers have now assembled that you're probably going to see a little bit of an easing into action for Brandon that might take, I would say maybe a couple of weeks into the season. The other side to this, though, is I do know that Brandon, at least on his own, has done a good job of staying in shape. Plus, you're dealing with a receiver who is already well entrenched in the system and has his timing with his quarterback. So that's, I would just say that's me. That's how long my patience would extend, which is to say whatever his normal complement of plays would be, if he gets 70% of that week one, 80% of that week two, and you're up and running by the time they play the Rams, that'd be my best guess. But obviously that's a question for Kyle that will be asked the next time he's available.
Yeah, early next week.
Yeah.
Certainly. It's going to be the first question that he gets asked.
For
is Brandon
sure.
Ayuk going to be able to play week one? I mean,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're 11 or how? Yeah, 11 days away?
10
days away?
10.
Now? 10 days away now.
No, 11. You're right. Right? Thursday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then 7 is, yes, 11. 11 days.
He should be able to play in some capacity.
He should be able to play.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's not like he'd been sitting there eating Doritos. Nothing wrong with Doritos, by the way. I grew up on nacho cheese Doritos. My kids like the Cool Ranch now. But anyway, not trying to get some sort of an endorsement deal here. But
Also, I mean, you talk about, you know, maybe being a little worried what this means for other players in the future with the 49ers. If you are solely focused on what's best for this team this season, there's no doubt this is good news for you. This is
absolutely.
This is years, obviously, down the road as well. But if you are, I know you don't want to put all your eggs into this season's basket. It's not Super Bowl or bust for you this year. But if your goal is to see the 49ers win the Super Bowl this season, which I feel more strongly in that way than you do, this is the best news you could have hoped for today. Hopefully the Trent Williams news follows shortly hereafter, and then you have a full squad going into week number one. But there's no doubt if the Niners were dead set on trying to win a Super Bowl this year, they absolutely had to get something done. Or you feel comfortable enough. Ayuk says he's comfortable enough playing on the fifth-year option. That did not seem likely. So your only way to get Ayuk in here happy, feeling good, gearing up for a Super Bowl run was to get something done. And it seems like the Niners were the side that ultimately probably were the driving force behind getting this done because they upped their number considerably over the last month or so.
I don't disagree with that at all. I have no concerns about this year. I do have concerns about every year after this. Based on the relationship, which an hour ago Tim Kawakami said was at least on some level damaged forever.
Even if he signed this extension.
Even if he signed, which he now did, that's number one. Number two, what does this mean for Deebo Samuel? Number three, you drafted two receivers, one of them in the first round. Where does that go from here? But those are questions as this season starts that are for another day. I want to address this real quick, too, before we continue with the phones, because I know this is coming, and this is fair. 510 just texted in very sarcastically, and I'm ready for this and ready to answer it. Willard, I thought Brandon had no leverage. Willard, I thought Brandon should fire his agent. Niners called his bluff, and Brandon didn't blink, and the Niners did. All right. First of all, to a degree, they did. And I have maintained all summer that there are portions of this, in my opinion, that were misplayed by the Niners because they allowed him to act like a free agent when they shouldn't have. The leverage that Brandon had, and when I say he has no leverage, what I mean by that is essentially he has no leverage that isn't given to him by the Niners. What I can't assess is how vital do the Niners think that he is? And today shows that they think he's pretty damn vital, which is not the way that we felt at certain times this summer. But as of an hour ago, everybody was lined up going, Niners, take this to the season. Start fining him. Trade him. And they had the right to do all of that. When I say he has no leverage, I mean that in a functional way. He has no leverage that the Niners don't offer to him. They did. And I think mistakenly at times. But Texter, you're not completely wrong. The leverage that Brandon had was that he's a good player. He's a very good player. He had no mathematical leverage. He had no leverage once the season starts. He was going to start missing game checks. But the other thing I'd say is you don't know who blinked. You don't know that yet. You don't know where they started. You don't know where they finished. And you don't know what the actual guarantees are. We got details of the contract that still need to come out before you give all the credit to Brandon and his agent. But I'll give him that. Yeah, dude, he played it. He played it and he won. He got his Amon-Ra deal with TJ Houshmandzadeh, told us a month and a half ago, give him the Amon-Ra deal and you've got yourself number 11. Here we are. They were right. They were right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.